you could win a pair of tickets to Sidney Amoroso's Baking Company Suite for the Eagles versus Carolina game at Lincoln Financial Field on Monday, November 10th. All you have to do is PhiladelphiaEagles.com/rollintoasuite to enter for your chance to win Amoroso's Why Philly Sandwiches Are World Famous. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, the Eagles looking at some spare parts, if you will, on the roster to step up and make some plays. And one of those players, Chris, defensive lineman Brandon Bear, an older kind of young veteran in the NFL who's made an impact very early.
Yes, he has. He's way time to make his NFL debut, bounce around between Kansas City and Oakland before getting on the field Sunday against Jacksonville, had a tackle and a blocked field goal, and was a big part of the Eagles' stout run defense. From our Eagles game plan show, Rob Ellis and Mike Quick do their quote-unquote rookie progress report on Brandon Bear.
All right, Brandon Bear may not be a rookie, not exactly a youngster, 29 years old, yeah, but relatively inexperienced in the NFL. Had a big game on Sunday, made some nice plays.
You know, a rookie at 29 years old, uncommon in the National Football League, but he doesn't play like a rookie. Watch this play. He's able to take on the center and the guard, ride them down the line of scrimmage, and then shed the block and make the stop. Outstanding job by the rookie, quote-unquote, tackle.
Nice little hip check there to take care of the tailback.
But that's just outstanding play. You give the running back nowhere to go, and right, then you end up making the stop. Here again, Brandon Bear, they're all bunched in right here to try and get a hand on the kick. So Bear, along with Benny Logan, Trent Cole, they do an outstanding job of getting a push on that line of scrimmage, and Bear's long enough, tall enough, gets a hand on the football, and that was a big point in the football game.
Yeah, it's 17-0 there. They go up 20-0. You know, who knows what happens after that. So, yeah, kind of overlooked maybe with the comeback, but that's a big play right there.
Rob, an uncommon rookie, a guy who's going to be 30 years old this year. All preseason long, this guy showed up. He's going to be a big part of this defense going forward.
Thanks very much, Rob. Thanks very much, Mike. The Eagles, obviously, Chris, are counting on a lot of players on this roster to step up, not only on Monday night against the Colts, but these next several weeks with some injuries. Now, the offensive line picture, Andrew Gardner. Who is he? We know Dennis Kelly, but Andrew Gardner and some of these young linemen, they better step up and make some plays.
Certainly, Gardner played in Houston for 4 years before signing with the Eagles. He played in 8 NFL games airing this season. It was his 9th NFL contest when he had to play both left guard and right tackle in the win over Jacksonville. But this could possibly be his first NFL start, so it'll be very interesting to see if he can hold down that right tackle position until Lane Johnson comes back in 3 weeks from the suspension.
Yeah, and Dennis Kelly, at this point, looks like he'll have an opportunity, at least in practice, to take the first team reps the rest of the week. And Dennis Kelly has gotten some experience as an Eagles lineman, first at tackle, now as a guard. The Eagles want him to be physical against the big, strong Indianapolis Colts front. So if he is the starter there, or if Wade Smith steps in, the newly acquired Wade Smith, certainly the Eagles want a physical, athletic presence at the guard position, Chris. And on the offensive line, those are two players who are key. On defense, some of the players that I'm looking at, how about Casey Matthews?
Yes.
Casey Matthews is going to be counted on to be a big part of this team on special teams and as a reserve inside linebacker. We all remember Casey back in 2010. The rookie stepped right into the starting lineup, had some tough times there, but continues to hang around, continues to help this team.
Yeah, quality special teams player. Didn't get any defensive snaps in the win over Jacksonville, but he has to be at the ready because, look, all the work on Sunday went to D'Amico Ryans for his 71 snaps. Michael Kendricks had all 73 snaps there at the other inside linebacker position. Both players had over 10 tackles, but can you count on that? If somebody needs a break, you're going to need someone to step in, and you'll have Casey Matthews, and also, don't forget about Emmanuel Acho, who has experience in the defense. He's played for a couple of years with Bill Davis, going back to his time in Cleveland. He was promoted from the practice squad, so he's someone who can step in as well.
And somebody I'm looking forward to seeing on the field. We hope that he is healthy for Monday night. He's gone through practice the first couple of days of the week here. How about running back Chris Polk? Inactive for game number one against Jacksonville. Did not play in the preseason. The Eagles looking for depth at the running back position. Can they afford to go with Shady McCoy for 21 carries each week and Darren Sproles for 11 carries every week? You need that third piece. Chris Polk very well could be that piece. He's on the roster. They love what he can do when healthy.
Yes, indeed. Someone that you definitely need to count on, especially there with McCoy and Sproles. So now coming up, Next on Eagles 360, we're going to go behind enemy lines and welcome in Mike Chappell, a longtime columnist and writer for the Indianapolis Star, now does television work for this ABC affiliate in Indy. He's going to come up and tell us why the Colts are so fortunate to have won Andrew Luck.